Well, you know me. When duty calls, I get pretty serious about things. I barked and I barked and I barked. Big barks, manly barks, the kind of barks that can cause a rock to jump up and start dancing. Again, I peered through the window and couldn't believe my eyes. He was still asleep, hadn't even moved. And at that very moment, I heard a sound up at the machine shed. I cocked my ear and listened. A rattle, a clink. Someone was inside the machine shed. I cut my eyes from side to side. My mind was swirling. What should I do? Drover had gone into a swoon, and Slim was asleep in the bathtub. Should I stay at the house, claw the screens off the window, dive through the window glass, and make a desperate attempt to get Slim's attention? Or should I march up to the machine shed and take care of the nasty business without any backup? Time was slipping away, and my heart was pounding like the beat of a heartbeat. I had to do something. I decided to take matters in my own hands. If I went down in battle, at least I would go out protecting my ranch. I would be honored and mourn. Sally Mae would cry when she got the news, and Miss Viola would throw herself across the casket and weep for days, crushed by the loss of her beloved Hank. When she learned that Slim had slept through the tragedy, she would refuse to go dancing with him and maybe even refuse to speak to him again, and the cause of justice would be served. I took a big gulp of air, perhaps one of my last, whirled around, and began my fateful march to the machine shed. But first, I tripped over Drover. Idiot! If you can't help, at least get out of the way. Help! Our machine shed is being robbed. Hank, my leg's killing me. I don't care. While I'm gone, maybe you could bark a few times and try to get Slim out of the bathtub. I'll try. Oh, the guilt! I left him there and marched across the yard to the fence. My newly discovered reserves of courage lasted, maybe 5 steps. At that point, I stopped and realized that I was going into this action all alone and without backup. I would be going up against a professional monkey burglar, and I had no idea what kind of resistance he might offer. I mean, the guy had been trained to rob, so maybe he'd been trained to fight, too. Boxing, wrestling, karate, kajuto. Did he carry a billy club? A sword? I looked back towards the house. The light from the window spilled out into the yard, revealing that Drover was sitting up. Drover? You're looking better now. Listen, pal, I was wondering if you might... He was stretched out again. Oh, darn. There for a second the pain went away, but then it came back, and now it's worse than ever. You better go on without me. Great.